I suppose we said that for most of the season, that we felt that you know, we could make a title chase of it. Obviously, you know, a lot of the some people around the country didn't think we could, but we felt we could. And you know, there's six games to go, six massive matches, and you know, it's game on. And you know, the spirit and the attitude in the team is very good at the moment.
And the way things went on Saturday night, the results, the goal difference was a huge swing.
Yeah, well, I suppose to be fair, this year, you know, we have scored a lot of goals. We've kept a lot of clean sheets. It's been our highest record so far. We've had 19, which is incredible. And we've scored more goals. And, you know, we've been sort of in a very good rich vein of form before the break. But obviously in the last 2 months, again, you know, we've been scoring, keeping clean sheets and winning matches, which is most important. So, you know, overall, I think, you know, the Dundalk, they've got all the plaudits and they deserved it, you know, with their European runs. You know, our run of form and our results, our goal scoring and our clean sheets has been exceptionally good as well, and has been better actually. So, you know, hopefully we can continue that for the next 2 weeks.
And injuries?
Oh, injuries. Obviously, you know, we got back from Galway late. We've had a recovery session there yesterday, one again this morning. You know, we've had a lot of knocks, but at the same time, you know, Alan Bennett, obviously Kevin O'Connor, Stephen Beattie, Kenny Brown came off the other night. So we have a few fellas with knocks, but we're going to wait obviously until kickoff, because you know, it's such a short turnaround, and we want to give all the lads an opportunity. So Dave Mulcahy comes back in after suspension. And other than that, all the lads that were on the bench are available.
Garrod
is, again, he trained this morning, so we're just going to wait till tomorrow. Probably by Friday he'll be okay, but tomorrow it's 50-50, and you have to look at the situation. It's an all-weather pitch as well, so, you know, and plus the fact you've six games to go, five after tomorrow, you have to be careful, because the last thing we want is to do something that might knock him back for, you know, 3 weeks, and he misses the whole running. So we just gauge it up to tomorrow, but certainly he would be a major doubt.
What would you be happy with tomorrow night?
Happy to win the match. You know, over the last 3 years we've progressed quite well. Obviously people can see, and our supporters can see, this is by far the best team we've had. And you know, we've already beaten Dundalk a number of times this year. We hadn't done that for the previous 2 years. So, you know, we're going there to win the match, and that's what we try to do all the time. So our whole preparation is about doing that, and that's you know, what we want to do.
John, is the pressure all on Dundalk tomorrow night? They're at home, they're the champions, they lost at the weekend, they have the pitch advantage. So is the pressure all on them tomorrow night, do you feel?
Hard to know, I suppose. You really would have to ask them, you know. You could put it that way. On the other hand, I suppose they are a point clear. They are at home, and they've obviously won the league for the last 2 years, and you know, they've got massive praise throughout the year. So you could look at it both ways. I think the most important thing for us is really to focus on our own game, making sure tomorrow night that everyone is ready for it. We know how difficult it's going to be. We know how tough it is. You know, we know there's a lot of pressure up there, and they put the referees under massive pressure. And, you know, they have a number of players that, you know, are well good at that. But the most important thing for us is to keep our concentration and be focused, and that all our players are ready to go for tomorrow night, because the attitude and the team spirit amongst the team is fantastic, and you know, there's a great will to win this year. And despite the fact that everyone said that we had no chance, there was that desire and will within the team that they felt they could still go right to the end, and that's what's been proven. So you know, so that will to win, you know, with the players that have come in, have they've brought a new lease of life to the team. And so it's really about ourselves making sure again that, you know, tomorrow night we're ready to go from the start.
You mentioned the referees there as well. How important to have a strong referee tomorrow that won't be influenced by the occasion, by the players tomorrow?
Absolutely, and you always hope that. To be fair, I think the standard of the referees, you know, is very good. I think there's certainly four or five exceptional referees, and so you would hope that because obviously they will be put under massive pressure and there will be a lot of you know, stuff going on. But you know, we can only make sure that we prepare ourselves and that we're ready as a team, and hope that you know, that the officials do likewise. And so from that point of view, I'm sure, and I'm hoping sure that will happen, because it's a great position for us to be in, particularly the fact that we've been playing catch up all year, and we've been the team that has suffered with the under-21s, and we've been always 2-3 games behind, and you know, and all of a sudden we're game for game, which is what you want to do with playing at the same time. And we both had the same running, same number of matches, no excuses, 3 games a week. And you know, we're not moaning about anything, we're just keeping our focus and making sure that we're ready to go tomorrow night.
And you think, irrespective of the result, particularly, it won't be won or lost tomorrow night?
Absolutely not. Yeah. You know, because you've only to look at last Saturday night. You know, the people were saying that, you know, the swing around, you're only looking at all the teams around you, the teams playing for relegation to survive. There's still, you know, one or two teams feel they might have an outside chance of Europe. But outside of that, I think any team below you is trying to prove a point, and they raise their game, and that's what's happening. And you look at Sligo against us, you look at Sligo against them. So either way, you know, after tomorrow night, there's still 5 massive games to go, 15 points to play for. But obviously, tomorrow night will have a bearing on the title, there's no doubt about that.
We've spoken during the season about the marketing of the league. It's the game for TV, the game is live on TV as well tomorrow night, but like, it's an opportunity for the league to really put itself out there as well, isn't it?
It is, really, and I suppose it, you know, there'll be a great TV audience. I suppose the downside is that probably it won't be a fantastic match because of the surface that's there. And in fairness, the Dundalk would probably agree with me on that. Not that they might agree with me on too much, but they would probably agree with me on that. And but at the same time, you know, a big TV audience is expected. And I suppose from my own point of view, you know, I urge your supporters to stay at home, watch the game on TV. I know we will have a certain few that will go up there, but there's talk of a lot of our supporters to go up. They're thinking of going up, and I'm saying to them, don't go. Stay at home. You know, it's the way a section in Dundalk is a shambles, and it's derogatory for away fans. So we look after ourselves. The team will be fine, and just saying to our own supporters, put the feet up, stay at home and watch it on TV.
John, you mentioned the bookings there after Galway. Was it Kenny Brown and Craig Badger? Are they just one card away from the suspension at this stage, is it?
Yes.
They only do for going into tomorrow night's game, is that?
No, there are a few, but you know, the way it's going in the running, you know, we have a few on that situation. So, but our discipline all year has been fantastic, Nolan. You know, you look at it, it's a disappointing rule, because you fellas that have played 40 competitive games this season, and you know, some of them are on 4 bookings, which means that some of them are a game away from a suspension as well, which, you know, it has to get to a point where I feel in the season that if a player hasn't got booked all season or hasn't got suspended all season, you have to, there has to be an amnesty at some point. Because all of a sudden you have guys who are on 4 bookings that haven't been suspended all year, and they're going into the crucial last 3 weeks, and there's a danger to them that they could miss the match. Kenny and Greg are different because they've already had the suspension, but we've had a few other lads that are only a game away and they haven't been suspended all year, and you're nearly penalising guys that are who've fantastic disciplinary records. Well, I think for the cup, I think for the cup final, they've changed the ruling that it's only if you're sent off. You know, I believe that bookings in the league don't count. It's only if you get sent off on the last match or the second last match before the end of the season.
Okay. You mentioned the quantity of matches, and because the numbers are so bad in Europe, but if you add up the games, probably have something similar games played that City have played, because the 6 European games as well, haven't they?
We've already spoken that at the end of the day, they to date, competitively, the Dundalk have played 2 match over the full season, more than us. You know, so, but more importantly for us, if you look at it from a league context point of view, we've had all season, we're the only club that's played catch up all season. So, because obviously with it early in the season with the 21 call up, obviously, we started in the first round of Europe before anyone else. And then you look at the rest of the under-21 call-up. If you look at the way the league has gone, we've been the team that's played catch-up all season. So the pressure on the players has been enormous, because they can't afford to drop points. And they've always been trying to try to close the gap. So, as I said before last week, we both had 7 games to go. We both had the same amount of time to play them, and they have 1 extra European match to play. So we're playing 3 games a week. And it's not ideal for both clubs, but we're both in the same boat. So that's just the way it is.